The following is a recording of the Sunday evening 6 p.m. service of Rangeville Community Church.
Sorry, it's been a while since I've been up in front of you guys. Last time I was in this spot, I was considerably rounder than I am today. And you'd be glad to know that my little girl, Gabrielle, she, fondly known as Gabby to us, or Gabs to Simeon, she is growing up healthy and strong. She's a little firecracker, a little go-getter, just constantly amazing us and just lighting up our days with an incredible amount of joy. It's just bounding, bursting at the seams. As long as you're not putting her to bed, then things turn. But anyways, I've been focusing a lot on motherhood this year, and it's been quite an incredible season. And Simeon is just really thriving in his role as a big brother, which is really cool. And so for me, motherhood was always a dream. But growing up, my primary dream was to be an actress. And for those who know me, you might know that I have a flair for the dramatic. I'm sure a few people are nodding silently. So my passion for performance really consumed a lot of my time growing up, and I spent so much time doing classes and courses for and performing in amateur theatre. And as I got older, I started to see the ugly side of this industry. It looks so polished on the outside, and I looked on to these incredible performers, and I thought for so long that they were so happy doing what they loved. But I soon found that it's a world that's filled with constant criticism, rejection, vanity, judgment, and hopelessness as people desperately seek to find meaning and their identity in the accolades of people. And it's so empty. It's a world that's all about shining in the spotlight and climbing the ladder of success where few ever make it. And it took God giving me a new dream to realize what potential pain and suffering I could have faced by pursuing a dream that would have been based on selfish ambition. And now, Paul listed selfish ambition as one of the acts of the flesh in Galatians 5 that we've been going through in the evening service lately. Now, many, if not most of us, are in the workforce throughout the week. And the workforce is often the breeding ground for selfish ambition, the pursuit of status, of power, and of wealth. Selfish ambition says, me first, at the expense of everyone around me. It says my value and my identity is in what I can achieve or in the glory of my status in life. The world of social media, it fuels this even further, where our popularity can be measured in likes or followers. And it fascinates me and horrifies me a little bit that fame and wealth can be achieved behind screens, sometimes with very little effort. Not always, but sometimes all it takes is a silly viral video, and we've all seen them, I'm sure, just people doing ridiculous things, or just snapping a selfie whilst on holiday and getting paid bucket loads of money to do so. I used to work with someone who all he would do would film himself just spouting garbage, just nonsense, and all he did was change his eyes to googly eyes digitally and change his voice, and he got paid tons of money for it. It was just absolute nonsense. So it's just a bizarre world we live in. And for some people, this is a dream, and few ever achieve it. Or those who do, often don't find satisfaction in it. And many of us want, secretly even, to be better known, to be more loved, to be more valued and appreciated than we are. But when it becomes your life's goal, it is destructive. Selfish ambition is so destructive because it will leave you feeling unsatisfied and bitter if you don't get it. And if you do, you've probably trampled on someone or many people on the road to getting it. Now, Simeon's favourite movie right now is The Lion King, and we're not complaining at all. And 25 years on, it's still one of the best movies of all time, I would say. And these are some clips from my favourite song in the whole movie, I Just Can't Wait to Be King. And you can see Simba, he's this cute little cub who has all the fame and glory of the kingship before him. And he wants all of that now, without any of the responsibility. And you know what? Zazu, he can trample on him along the way to getting it too. He says things like, I'm going to be the main event, like no king was before. I'm brushing up on looking down. I'm working on my roar. And of course, how many people are singing in their heads right now? I know I am too. Now, The Lion King is a cautionary tale about selfish ambition. Simba foolishly expects that it's glorious in the spotlight. And his uncle Scar suffered from the same condition. He wanted the pride of this kingship. He wanted the power. He wanted the glory. He was so bloodthirsty for it that he would kill his own brother Mufasa to obtain it. That he would convince Simba that it was his fault and then lie to the whole kingdom about what had happened to cover it over. Aristotle characterized selfish ambition as the desire to achieve political office by making yourself look bigger and better before others through trickery. Scar fits the bill on this one pretty perfectly, doesn't he? Selfish ambition will make you do whatever it takes to sit in the place of glory. Now, this is something that affects people all throughout history. I mean, Aristotle talked about it. And ironically, during the Last Supper, Jesus was about to head to the cross and lay his life down for the sins of the world. And what is his disciples doing? They have the audacity to debate who among them is the greatest. Isn't it ridiculous? It was no time for that kind of talk. This absurd display of one-upmanship revealed that their hearts were preoccupied with prominence. You can sit with the greatest teacher in history, Jesus himself, and still have a heart that is filled with selfish ambition. And then Jesus sternly rebuked them for this. In Luke 22, he said this, Jesus said to them, the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. It's been said that we serve an upside-down kingdom. God's kingdom is completely at odds with the values of our world. The world values getting ahead, pursuing your own goals, building your own empire. And I think this goes right back to the Garden of Eden, when the serpent tempted Adam with the desire to be like God. Pride is at the core of our fallen nature. We are selfish creatures, idolizing self-promotion, status, wealth, and comfort. God's kingdom is at war with pride. His kingdom values self-sacrifice in the name of lifting others up, humbly serving and caring for others above your own self-interest. We see this so clearly in Jesus' ministry. He was the epitome of servanthood. One of the clearest images of this is in John 13 when he washes his disciples' feet. These are men who have been following him across Israel, across landscapes with sandals on. Now, these would have been pretty dirty, disgusting feet. And he washes them. He gets down to the place that is reserved for the lowliest of servants. And he washes those feet. He was the Messiah, the Prince of Heaven, the leader that so many looked up to, that thousands upon thousands of people flocked to hear. And here he is at the feet of men, washing them. He demonstrated leadership that serves and sacrifices, that elevates others above self. And then he encouraged his disciples to imitate him. He said, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Love that demonstrates with action. Love that serves. Jesus provided us with the antidote for selfish ambition. It's sacrificial love. Galatians 5 not only gives us the problem of selfish ambition, Paul also gives us this same antidote. In Galatians 5, 13 and 14, he says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself." Paul is pointing back to Jesus' example. He's saying that love is the antidote to pride, to selfish ambition, to self-elevation. If you're focusing on loving and serving others, do you have the mindset of self-promotion? When we consider what Jesus has done for us, what standard he has called us to, how can we go on being self-absorbed? Now, this leaves us with a bit of a dilemma. Is it okay to be ambitious, to have dreams and goals? What if God has placed it on my heart to, say, be a businessman? Well, for me, it would be businesswoman. To do well in my career, to be a person of power or influence, to lead or to govern, to pursue my passion. Now, I would say that there's a key difference between ambition and selfish ambition. At its root, there's not a problem with ambition per se. God can use ambition to grow us and to grow his kingdom. When God births in you a dream and you walk alongside him as you pursue it, when challenges come, you can choose not to push others down or to puff yourself up. When Paul talked about selfish ambition, he encouraged the Philippian church, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but to the interests of others." When we know Jesus' love, we won't wrangle for position, because we already know our value, our identity, and our purpose. It gives us an eternal and kingdom-focused purpose. When we trust in him, we'll be willing to sacrifice, not just for our own gain, but for the gain of the kingdom. Now, there's also a significant difference in the heart motives between ambition and selfish ambition. To know the difference, we can ask ourselves some probing questions. Why do I desire this? How will I feel if I never achieve it? What will I believe about myself if I fail? Even am I terrified of failing? Am I constantly comparing myself to others? What direction will I take if my goal doesn't pan out as I planned? And most pointedly, will I obey if God tells me to pursue something different? Before I shared that my dream had been to be an actress, I remember being about 14 when God spoke to me about my future and about specifically handing over this dream to Him. For many years, my mum had really encouraged me to pursue acting. And she had been my faithful taxi across Sydney through many rehearsals over many years. And I just look back and think what love she showed me in encouraging me in this way and serving my dream. And it came to the point where when I got to a high school age, she'd encouraged me to apply to one of the most prestigious performing arts high schools in the country. And I got in. And it was the most exciting, exhilarating feeling because I thought, yes, I'm on track. I'm going to spend my high school years really being trained and equipped to do what I love. And then strangely, my mum did a complete 180, and it made no sense to me at the time. But isn't hindsight a beautiful thing? God was speaking to me through my circumstances long before I even knew Him. He intervened in a great way in my life. I believe that this was a significant time in my life that was a fork in the road. If I had continued down that path of selfish ambition, I don't want to even think about where my life would have led. But here today, you can see, for me, I look back and know that my mum really made the right decision. And I can be so grateful for that. And I walked a path that I learnt that my identity was not in my dreams or passions. It wasn't in what I do or the way that people viewed me. It wasn't about the applause that I could receive. But it was in who I am as the daughter of the King. It took time for me to forgive my mum for this as well. But I did, and for the hurt that came alongside it. And now I can look back with such joy and know that God developed those years for the right time and the right purposes. And yes, changing dirty diapers may not be the most glamorous thing. Yes, it may be sacrificial love that comes too easily as a parent at times. But the sleepless nights and, yes, each and every diaper is all worth it. So tonight I want to encourage you to also be searching your heart motives. Are your dreams, your plans and ambitions lining up with God's will for your life? Have you ever asked Him what mission and plan He has for you? Are you already living out Paul's call to be serving others humbly in love? Are you living out Jesus' call to love your neighbour as yourself? Each of us has a great call and responsibility to ambitiously seek the kingdom to be released in our midst. And to do so, we'll have to lay aside selfish ambition. Let me pray. Father God, I thank You for the way that You lead and guide each and every one of us, the way that You do birth in us dreams and passions. But Lord, I do pray that as we sit here tonight, that our hearts would be focused primarily upon Jesus, upon His sacrificial love, that we would have our dreams transformed from the inside out, that they would be kingdom focused, that we would be of unity, of one mind and one heart, that would desire the things of your kingdom in our lives first and foremost. Father, I pray that where there are seeds of pride in people's hearts here tonight, that you would convict and that you would restore to your perfect image of what humanity was meant to be like before the fall. I thank you for your example, Jesus, of how you humbly served. You showed us what it is to be great by choosing to be like the least. And so, Lord, I pray for each and every one of us here tonight that we would have a heart that hungers after that kind of leadership. That you would be teaching us to be more and more like you, Jesus. Amen.
That concludes our sermon recording. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions or require further information, please contact our church office on 07 46 36 11 44, or you can email us office@rangeville.com.